Good morning and welcome to Crime Watch with me, Philip Wani. So with me in the studio, a guest, that's none other than acting South Sudan Police spokesperson, Colonel James Duck. Colonel James Duck, you are welcome to Crime Watch this morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Colonel. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Sorry, I didn't say it in the beginning, but Merry Christmas to you and to everybody in South Sudan and elsewhere in the world. Yeah, as we have celebrated Christmas, so although you have already tipped in something, so you tell us how the Christmas Eve has been celebrated, and if there are any incidents also, you can tell us.
Generally, I give my thanks to all the citizens of Jubek town for being so much calm and keeping the tranquility of the security of the town. I say to all of you, Merry Christmas and prospect New Year. We wish the year 2018 will be the year of peace and reconciliation, where our people will put down their arms and come together to build our nation. Our nation has a lot of riches and prosperity and need us all to come together.
Yes, Colonel, you tell us, because we have had a lot of concerns that have been raised, just like also we have just heard from our news, concern coming from the medical director of Dijang Juba Teaching Hospital, talking about alcohol abuse among the youth or children, that if not taken very seriously, and then it will have some serious consequences, of course, in future. And that's, in the future of the country. So tell us, have these concerns been brought to your attention? And if yes, tell us what plans to stem them.
Yeah, my first thank goes to His Excellency the President of the Republic for the little gift he has rewarded us as a part of motivation for all general police service. And that also through this, we were able to be on alert for the 24 hours for the last few days. Another thanks also goes to the security body of Jubek, that is involving our ministers, our deputy ministers, our those of internal security, external security, our ground force, those of CID and traffic, and Jubek commissioned and mayors, and our operation military intelligence, and those of Tiger Division, as well as the professional and CID standard. All these bodies has worked tightly within the past few days to see that children goes to the street and enjoy and go back home peacefully without anything. In regard to the alcohol, as you have mentioned, of course we are not exempted from Sharia. We had Sharia when we were still one country, but there's no Sharia within our territorial of Southern Sudan. But still, we have to be guided by our norms and ethics, that alcohol consumption, you should not take it, as George Orwell put, is not in excess. Because anything that goes in excess, it becomes an abuse, being drugs or being alcohol. Our children of today are not like the children of those days. Those days, our youth used to drink milk. They go for initiation dancing. Our youth now are intimidating what they see in the movies and what they see in social media. The alcohol abuse, we have the section, we call it the moral orientation, including police community. We keep checking on these boys and we check on them how much alcohol consumption is being tested in the body, and we detain them. At the end of the day, we release them, because in our constitution, we have no article which says that drinking is prohibited. But so much of that alcohol it have a say in our penal court and criminal court of procedure. But also, I advise the families to keep washing their children, especially the female, the way they dress, and the youth, if they come drunk, and to report this to the community elders of the area to reconcile and make counseling to these children.
Yes, as you put it, that it's not really provided for in the law. But now, as you also said, that the parents should be concerned. But I think you should also play a great role, even if not by punishing them legally, as it's not provided for, but through other means, at least in order, you know, to safeguard the future of these children who will be the leaders of tomorrow.
You know, law is a very, very canny provisioned, because they say an accused is innocent until his guilt is proved beyond reasonable doubt. And any offense committed by the accused, it has to be proved by those who allege the offense. If the offense is the alcoholic consumption that is in excess, that is, has been warranted or had been tested by the doctor that he has so much alcohol in his body, what we could do is depends. If he's underage, then also we are guided that children underage from 16 downward, they are not criminally charged. But we can call the guidance and give some orders to the guidance how to take care of these children. In regard to what punishment we can give them sort of a minor punishment, cutting grass, cleaning the toilet, washing the room as part of rehabilitation. As they say, charity begins at home. But the parents has the great role to play before we come in. Because when the child leaves at home, the father must see and the mother must see what type of dress is dressing, whether he has some substance of drugs in his body, or whether he come back drunk, then he have to be summoned and he has to be counseled. Because these children are triggered by our situation of the day.
Antum tastabi'una ila Radio Miraya, Sawtu Salam.
Shababu Shaban, Darin Jinubin al-Bahag del Istakal Shabalde, Arif Nufish Takum, White White.
Isim Tahir Linda, Ana Mininuwer.
Ana Isimbi James, Ana Mindenka.
Ana Samuel, Gebila Taibare.
Shukran Leitakum, Kulukum Sagit. Anina Darin Jinubin al-Bisajja Salam, Magabilia. Kede Anina Limu, Waharaf Nufus Nazi Jinubin.
Arisala Dijayikum, Min Mufodi Jinubal Sudan, Le Salam Ol Musalaha, Bedaam Min Barnamij Al-Umam Al-Muttahida, Le Tenmiya.
Marhabakum Maratan Okra, man of his studio, Colonel James Duck, who are Naib Natika Rasmi, based in Shorta, Juniba, Sudan, of Barnamij Crime Watch, Wehina Gadin and Kalamo, and security situation, Gable Christmas, or Bad Christmas, or Tertibat Alamnia, Al Kulu Fi Makan. So, Colonel, you are welcome back again. So, you can tell us actually what is in place that the police actually is doing in terms of security arrangements for the next year.
I want to inform the public that the Minister of Interior has given a very tough standing order that nobody is allowed to shoot in the air during the Christmas Eve and until the end of this year, the end of January. And whoever violates this order and he takes the law in his hand, which we call miscarriage of justice, then we will be tough on him, being him a police or military SPLA or military intelligence or civilian, he will have to face the consequence. So I hope our citizens will adore to take up the scenario of what happened the year 2016, where we have a very peaceful Christmas, and up to this moment there had never been so much shooting as it had used to be from 2013 up to 2015. We only had a minor issue also, which is not minor. Our forces confronted with bandits in the area of Luri called Jaffo. These guys came at night armed around 9, and then they attacked that suburbs, and the youth of the suburb were found ready. They were also armed. with guns. They are implementing what we call community policing, and which we have been always talking about, that the community must come in. The security is not only for the police, but also involve the community. They have changed fire with those guys, and unfortunately we lost one of our sergeant, who is called Samuel Lupaya, 31 years old, from Nyangwara, and he's actually a dedicated vigilant bodyguard of Honorable Governor of Jubek, and it was a great loss. And we have another citizen called Benson Johannes, 51 years, from Moro, also was shot. And then we shot one of the bandits, and his identity is not yet identified, and the body is still in the masher. And then this also to tell the public that we have to be vigilant, and we have to be keep alert in protecting our area, making patrolling night and day, and see those causing havoc to the area. And what those of Jofa have done, I hope it will be adopted by those of the five divisions of our area, being those of Gumba, those of Molikia Division, those of Gudeli, and those of Muniki, and those of Mio Saba, and those of Lemunagaba, that all the citizens are to be alert, and they are to be mobilized to keep watch of what activities that is taking place.
So, Colonel, so tell us, this kind of community policing, are you people giving them firearms, or depending on whether they are soldiers within that area? Like you mentioned, that was a bodyguard of the governor of Jubek. So were they really armed, or that was his personal rifle, just, you know, giving reinforcement to the people in the area?
Yeah, the scenario of community policing had ever been existing. It only was interrupted during this crisis. We have what we call security spot, where we have people organized as a community to protect their area. This community, it is involving also those of the organized forces, beside the technocrats and the civilians and the youth. We sit down and then they discuss how they can take care of their area. For the arms, some of them, of course, as organized forces, they are armed. And then they will also take permission from us that they need to be armed, because they are not allowed to keep arms in their houses. And then we will register this through our officers in charge, that there is a particular person from military or from police or from national security or from SPLA in such an area like Jovo. They need to be armed to protect the area. And then we give them arm, we register them, and at the end of the day, they are collected. This is how the arm come in, and this is how these arms are being used. They are monitored and they are registered by us.
So, Colonel, tell us, because we know very well that in most countries, police usually issue fireworks guidelines at some designated locations. And I know it's not a common culture here in South Sudan, but, you know, the listener doesn't know. Perhaps there's something new that has already been arranged for that. And if at all, there may be some people who have, you know, that possibility of using fireworks on New Year's celebration, maybe. So tell us, if such arrangements are there, and if they are not there, now how can you assure the public that really they are not going to get shocked when the organized forces shoot live bullets in celebration of the New Year?
Yeah, thanks for bringing up this issue. You know, even within my family, during the Christmas Eve, there was a fire show. And then also, I blame you people, because the radio also has to be in contact with us. The public should have been informed also that there's going to be a fire exhibition, so that they will not know. They will nowadays, you cannot identify it. Even somebody beating a drum or beating a tin, he will assume that it is a fire being shot, and people were in havoc until they proved that it was a fire demonstration show. So such an issue is that during Christmas Eve or New Year or during Independence celebration, when there is a sort of a show, the public are to be notified through the community, which I've already talked, through the radio or even the local microphone, that tonight you will be hearing some fire exhibitions, and then you have to differentiate, because they will not differentiate between the really live bullets being shot plus this fire being disposed or being played. So it is all our responsibility to take up this issue.
Okay, now in case, God forbid, if some fired, you know, some light live bullets, what would be the nature of punishment, for instance?
As I already told you that our Minister of Interior, our security body, they have given warning that whoever shoot a bullet, military man, police, civilian, he will be severely punished according to the law. Our law does not allow shooting. We shoot in regard to executing orders. Somebody has committed a murder and intend to escape. The law also give the excess for the body, for the policeman to shoot that fellow, but not to shoot to kill. If there is demonstration and there is a discontent, peaceful discontent, with approval from municipality police or from police unit, we will follow the procession. But if the procession turn out to be unlawful, they start burning the cars, they start destroying petrol station, then there will be a magistrate among us who will give us an access to shoot those who are the ringleaders, to shoot on the leg but not to shoot to kill. And we will use non-life bullet, not live bullet. So shooting is highly prohibited, and our minister has put it that whoever shoot during these days until January or the other days, he will have to face the consequence. He will not have an excuse. As we say, if I'm coming from Malakal and I come to Juba, and this is a culture that every end of the year people shoot, I got promoted, so I'm excited, I start shooting, and I say that I don't know the article that says shooting is not allowed, it's not an excuse. Because when the law goes to the cassette, there's no excuse for it.
Okay, Colonel, has there been or is there a door-to-door search for guns? Because why I'm asking this, because most people are not aware actually about this. Could you tell us more about it, please?
What's that?
I mean, has there been a door-to-door search for guns? Because many people are not aware about this. Could you tell us more about it, if at all there's been a search for guns, those who are illegally carrying these firearms?
The search has started even since last year. As I told you, the Christmas Eve of 2016, it was well celebrated and it was peacefully. There was a general search, and so many arms has been seized, even big arms. Then people has been keeping big arms in their house. You know, the biggest problem we are facing in our security apparatus, institutions, is that the arms which are licensed are fewer than the arms which are not licensed. You find BIP personnel as bodyguards. You have the minister as the bodyguards. You have all other personnels with high ranks as bodyguards, and they keep arms in their houses, big arms. And these arms are supposed to be registered, and every year they are supposed to be licensed. They go to renew their license, like car license. The arm license is given to who is eligible. He must be mentally normal, because he can misuse that arm. So there had been a search, and there is still a search, and we have searched daily. There's daily search at the checkpoint. We search also arms, we search narcotics, and we check the car whether it is licensed or not licensed. So there had been a house search. And when we have a house search, we don't tell the public that tomorrow we are going to have a house search in Gudeli, because automatically they will start hiding the arms. So when we have a search, our forces will be on the ground, and then they will start searching. The law of searching is that we will tell the outkeeper that we have a search and we are searching for the arm. And when we enter the house, he will be with us until we search, and we will see that if there is arm which is not licensed, and we seize it. And then they will be taken, and the report will be presented to the security.
And with me in the studio is Colonel James Duck, the acting spokesperson of South Sudan Police Service, here discussing about the Christmas season and how the security has been and how it's still continuing. And if you want to share with us, in the historic manner of the barnamij, al-khutut bitatna fateh, في الأول 091 26 6 27 7 9 الخط الثاني 091 26 6 29 5 0 so خليكم معنا في البرنامج وتابعوا معنا نهدرين الكونتريبيشن بتاعكم لهذا التوبيك اللي احنا قاعدين نتحدث فيه. كانول, you're welcome back. And so you can tell us, can you tell us what have been the major challenges for the South Sudan Police Service this year in terms of course, the breakdown of law and order?
We give thanks to our stakeholders, the Israel. They have also assisted us, plus the other stakeholders. They have provided us with drones, which is now in 7-7, and then also they have provided us with a motorbike. These motorbikes has horsepower. The motorbike is used in case of any report sent to those of 7-7 that there is an accident in Gumba. Immediately, the radio call will be picked by the police on duty, and then they will rush to the scene of the offense. The bike will trace, because our roads are bad. The bike will trace against the perpetrators, how to apprehend them. So this bike has been very great assistant to us. And through that, we were able to apprehend two motorbikes who snatched bags from the ladies. And these two motorbikes are with us now in the 7-7. And these guys have been taken for investigation. That was through that. The drone is kept reserved for any incident that may take place, and then it will be used. It works as with a camera, and it has a surveillance area. Wherever the area of the offense takes place, it automatically will bring the area nakedly, and will even tell us where the perpetrators has rushed. Or has gone.
Okay, Colonel, prior to the installation of the drones and the cameras, could you tell us actually what really faced you majorly, challenges?
Yes, our gaps. The biggest gap we have is the human resources development, that our police are supposed to become professionals, and we are doing very hard in training them. We have been taking them to Jordan, we have taken them to Rwanda, we have taken them to Kenya, to China, to South Africa, to Egypt, to upgrade them so that they become professional police. And you can see our policemen now and the police of 2013 is different. Even our code and our motto, as being called police force, is now called police service, because we are to serve the people. This is one of the challenges. The other challenge, we have the mobility. We have the greatest problem of mobility, which is cars. Actually, we are supposed to adapt the scenario of the north. The north have cars on the road. 5-5, which we hear 7-7. And then they will rush to the scene of the offense. Before the reinforcement come, they are attached with Kopsola. This is small police station. So we beg from the authority in regard to our finance to increase our mobility. And then also we have the other issue of encouraging our female police to join the police college. We have index of the police college now for officers and for non-commissioned officers to become officers. And we are encouraging that we need more female police. We have now joint integrated police who are on the checkpoint. And we are extending this to the states. To the states, so that we can be able to combat this crime. The another issue is the economic crisis. The economic crisis, everybody. The minimum we are paid for, it has to be substituted through motivation by giving them some incentive and rewarding them. So these are the gaps we are really facing.
Okay, we have somebody on the line. Chol, where are you calling from?
From Jungle.
From Jungle. Yeah, tell us your contribution or your comment.
It is my comment, but it is a question.
Oh, a question. Okay, you're welcome.
Yes, I went as deputy for police. How, in which way they were raised this, they stayed 32 states so that they will have friends, all crime, not to spread more.
Yes, Colonel, I hope you have heard.
No, can I repeat it?
He's saying that could you tell them in which way or in what ways you could easily reach the 32 states in order to combat crime?
Yeah, actually, of course, the big bulk of force has been concentrated in this in the national capital, Joburg, but also in the states, we have the police under the Ministry of Interior, we have the SPLA, the military intelligence, and they are doing their job. As I already said, that we are now investing on human resources development. We have requested 100 personnel from the 32 states to be trained to go under police training. And we say an area which is not conducive because of insecurity could send their people, or we can select their people here and they will be taken to the Rajaf to be trained, so that they take the security of the area and to assist the crime in the area. So now we have requested 100 personnel from each state to be trained in regard to the police discipline, police law, so that they become the ambassadors and the supreme guard of the area.
Okay, we have another line. Somebody on the line. Let's receive an Malish. A line, Matamam, Bikun Shabaka. Like in Indian Zoltan, if you cut turn and shuf. Hello.
Hello, Mira.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from?
You're talking to Oshini from Gudele.
From Gudele, your name?
Hello.
Yeah, you're live on Radio Mira. Your name and where you're calling from?
Abraham Makerere from WOW.
Abraham Makerere from WOW. Yeah, Abraham.
Makerere.
Yeah, Abraham Makerere.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank our guest in the studio. Police must be thanked across the country, especially in the Republic of South Sudan. They did a very good job. You find like the state where I am now, there is nothing of any shooting or movement or whatever. People are safe after this movement that I'm talking with you. We are free. People were dancing at night, walking, even on the way. There was nothing that was taking place at the battle. And that is the work of the police with some of the other organized forces. To him, the colonel in the city of James Stark, what are the achievements that they're supposed to give to the citizens so that citizens must have a hope that 2018 this and this and this will be done by the police, so that our people are having hope of knowing that our police is standing with us and is really preventing crime. That is one question. Addition to that, as a policeman in the studio, now we have seen there are some of the people who are using converted attention of the police into the different ways. Do they have any strong capacity whereby they must train some of the police so that they follow the procedures of the police, or which they should not draw your left or right? So let him tell me so that I had to know, and some of the other people must benefit from it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Abraham Makerere from WOW, for your questions. Colonel, I hope you have heard the questions. One is that tell us what have been the achievements so far from the police in order, of course, to give hopes to the civilians. And secondly, that there are some people actually who they are in police uniforms, of course, but they don't seem to be well trained. And tell them if any plans of capacity building, although you mentioned some of them earlier. And of course, that is also in line with what I could have also asked you, that the possibilities or possible priorities for this new year, you know, by the police in order to strengthen the rule of law.
Thank you, Abraham. Thank you very much. Actually, Abraham, as I appeal to you, we are initiating what we call community policing, because we are saying that security is not only based on police alone. The community has to come in. For our achievement, if you can see the year 2013 up to 2016, the security is not the same. As we told you that the year 2016, we celebrated a wonderful Christmas, and even I'm sure the year 2017 also is the same, although it has not yet finished. We have now, as we have already mentioned, that our 7-7, which is a response team, has been reinforced and it has been renovated. We have now motorbike on the road as well. We have the drone. And our police, we have arms, and we have also some training, and with the help of other security sectors, that is the military intelligence, the SPLA, the national security, we were able to confront the bandits and who are the call, those who are against the law and those who are against the peace, the anti-peace group. And the simple example is what happened in Jofo, where our forces fought with the bandits, and their youth, they are not the youth of the area, but they took the community policing in their hand and they confronted the bandits until one of the bandits, who is now apprehended, died and is still in the hospital. We had other achievement in regard. We have trained, we have passed away officers in the college, what we call the technical officers, and our officers are graduating now. They were supposed to graduate before the Christmas, but sooner or later we are going to graduate them. And we have trained a very good number of joint integrated police. The joint integrated police has been in composition of those of IO as well as the national police of our country, and they are now in patrol, and they are now in all the checkpoint station. If you go to any checkpoint station like the one of the juncture going to Giada of Jamajuba, you will find a tent. Within that tent, you have the Joint Integrated Police, and we have the Joint Integrated Police in 7-7 and all the area. And they are now even assisting us in Gudeli, in Muniki, in apprehending the criminals. We have fought with the criminals, and we were able to chase them, and we were able even to apprehend them. In regard to transformation, which is training, as I already told you, we have started with this transformation. Our stakeholders, those of UNDP, are helping us, and those of UNESCO, and we have trained a good bulk of police, and we have even included female police officers who are also trained now.
Okay, Colonel, as we're left with only 5 minutes or 6 minutes to go, here I have a final question for you. We know very well that armed robberies and killings have been at the height, actually, here in Juba. So, can you tell us, actually, what the police is doing to stem that from happening as we enter the new year?
Yeah, actually, we have a composition of the national security of the Jobek town. And this composition, I think I read it to you, that is composed of the Minister of Interior, the Minister of Defense, the Internal Security, External Community, the Commander of Ground Force, the CID, the Traffic, then you have the Juba Mayor, and the Military Intelligence, and the Tiger Group, and the Professional Standard. We have divided Juba into five zones. Five divisions as well as five zones. Within these five zones, we have components. Each zone has its own component in which you have to take care of. And we have the five divisions, which is Gudeli, Gumba, Muniki, and Molikia division, beside the five zones. In these five zones, we have commanders. And these commanders have sectors, and they have forces on the ground. And that's why you are seeing security these days as normal, because of this joint integrated security force who are on alert 24 hours, and they are also patrolling.
Yeah, and finally, there are some concerns from some citizens that, yeah, much as the police and all the organized forces are providing security while people are celebrating this Christmas season, locals say that some of these police people with their, of course, vehicles for patrol, sometimes they cause inconvenience on the road. You know, the speed, the overspeed, and if one is not careful enough, they can even end up knocking, you know, somebody, and they hoot unnecessary, you know, hooting and all this. So is that in order as a police officer?
Yeah, we are actually guided by Court of Criminal Procedure. We have the Penal Court. We have the police regulations. And we have set up Military Tribunal Court. We have one in the Army and we have the one in Jubek. We trial for any negligence that it is occur or any violation or in regard to the traffic violations, and to keep up to date professionally. And to use this vehicle given to them for protecting the citizens, that they should not abuse them. So any negligence or any violation of the law, then they are trial. What I have a little information, this I would like to give. It is, it's unfortunately that yesterday there was a car accident of two families, one family in one car, Noah. They were going to Uganda to attend marriage. After reaching or before reaching Nisitu, the car lost balance through the tires. Unfortunately, four died. Within these four, we have an officer, a police officer, female police officer called Salwa Ali. She's among the dead. And we have the other four who are injured. They are now in the hospital.
Sorry for that. Colonel, what's your final message for Christmas?
Yeah, my final message for Christmas is that please adore with our laws. There should be no shooting. And our children, when they are leaving home, we have to see whether they are in conformity. And also we are requesting the Juba municipality that there should be gardens. You find in this celebration, children have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to pass their time. They are well-dressed. They come together. We have to encourage gardens. We have to encourage gardens where children can play, where they can change views, instead of moving the street where they can have a car accident. So we wish you nice prospect, new year for reconciliation and peace has been passed by our president.
Thank you very much and happy new year. Colonel James Dak Carlo, acting South Sudan Police a spokesperson, and that's from me, Philip Wani, the presenter, wishing you a very great day. Thanks.